The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
While you're getting in touch, let's talk a little bit about the World Cup. The FAI released a statement earlier today saying the football associations and government partners of the UK and Ireland are delighted that the UK government has committed to support a prospective 5-association bid for the 2030 FIFA World Cup. So in 9 years' time, we could have World Cup football coming to these shores. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is on the line. Bertie, are you excited at this prospect?
Yeah, I am. I think it's well worth the effort to join with the football associations of Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England and see what the viability of the bid is. I suppose we should say straight away and put the health warning on this one that it's not easy to get. The English FA have gone for this twice since their 66 World Cup. And in spite of the fact that that was seen in another generation as being a very successful World Cup, they failed in the bid. But I think the idea of going, there's good relationships between the Northern Ireland and ourselves, between the Scottish, the Welsh and the English FAs. So I think working together shouldn't be difficult. Putting a viable bid together costs us and all the rest. It's a year really to start doing that. The process starts in 2022. But even already, a lot of politics, as we know, within how FIFA operates. And we know all the arguments around Qatar. The people have different views. But anyway, they have it for in 2 years' time, 2022. And then it goes to the other side of the world, US, Canada, Mexico have it in 2026. And even for 2030 already, you have strong players. Uruguay, who were the hosts in the first World Cup, it'll be the anniversary of the first World Cup. They join with Paraguay, Chile and Argentina, and Morocco will probably have already said their interest. Now God knows who they'll pull in with them. So, and then of course the one I would be fear as the outsider maybe at this stage, but President Xi in China, one of his big ambitions is to get the World Cup to China. He's putting a lot of investment into soccer football in China. And they would be a wealthy opposition to come in. So, I think we're talking about this stage, the viability of looking at a bid. So don't get carried away with ourselves.
No. If it were come to pass, or I know, and as you said, look, there's a huge amount to work through. Like, where do you imagine what venues in Ireland being able to host any football? I suppose, like, the Aviva really is all we have at the moment. Is there anything that comes close that you think, look, without huge investment, you could upgrade that?
I think, there are a few things. It depends. There's been a lot of talk of switching to 48, and but if it was 32, four eights. You'd be hoping to at least get one or two of those preliminary groups onto the island of Ireland. We'd have to work with our friends in the north to do that. And that would give you 6 matches and maybe then scratch a quarter final. I think realistically, that's what you're talking about. And I think there'd have to be, if it was tomorrow, which is not, but if it was tomorrow, we have Abbottstown, which is really good facilities for training and all of that, and a lot of the indoor stuff. But in grounds, in terms of grounds for really big crowds, there is only, as you said, the Aviva. And I've no doubt that if, as Croke Park offered to work in cooperation with the rugby people, if they got the World Cup, which of course we got nowhere on that, I'm sure Croke Park would be open to that too. So, there's two.
Two, but I guess if you only have a few group games and maybe one knockout game, you could probably do with just the Aviva Croke Park and either, Windsor or Kingspan Park north of the border.
I think you'd have to do something in the north. But you'd be talking about realistically, if you were to get two group ones, we're talking about 6 matches, and then you're talking about 1 quarterfinal. So you're talking about 7 games. So yeah. I think it's doable. I mean, we could get carried away and say we want the final in Ireland and all that. But if we keep our feet in the ground, realistically, we're talking about 6 group games. And I think that's well doable, and particularly with the lead-in time, and particularly the really outstanding facilities that are in Abbottstown for training and all of the rest.
Bertie, don't go anywhere. Gary Breen is on the line as well. Gary, as a former Irish international, what would it mean to you to see the country host World Cup matches?
Yeah, well, it would be huge. It really would. Obviously, Bertie's talking about the politics involved, and I have no doubt there'll be a lot of that. But as a player, I can, as soon as I heard that potential announcement today that this could happen in the future, I just would think it as a young player. And the dream of playing for Ireland, putting on the green shirt, of course, that's massive. But can you imagine doing that at a World Cup in Ireland? I mean, that is something to really aim for, to really like focus on as such. So it is so exciting. I understand that there's so much work to be done in terms of working out the feasibility of it. Of course, there is in terms of the financial ramifications, whether or not there'd be a legacy after it. The problems that we've seen major sporting tournaments all over the world have significant problems. Others have done great. So all that has to be worked out. But just when that announcement came this morning, my immediate reaction was, wow.
Yeah, obviously, for anyone who's lucky enough to play international football, your hope, your dream is to play at these big tournaments. Yeah. What would it mean for an Irish team to be playing in Ireland at a World Cup?
It would be massive because, listen, we've seen the disappointment in terms of not being able to play in the Euros. Obviously, COVID's had a massive bearing on that anyway. But when you're dreaming of playing for Ireland and pulling on that green jersey, that's the ultimate goal, to play for Ireland. But that dream always, in my mind, focused around being at a World Cup, playing in a World Cup for Ireland. And to do that on home soil, it would just be the absolute pinnacle of any player's career.
Yeah, Bertie, there has been some criticism from some quarters that, look, that there will be upfront financial investment needed to host a World Cup. And meanwhile, you've got serious problems in the League of Ireland, and that's where we should be investing that money.
No, I think two different things, Kieran, in my view. I agree with Gary. I mean, listen, if we never would have had the Aviva, we wouldn't have Croke Park. We wouldn't have a kids' playground if people always start looking at where else you can put the money. If we are a sovereign country, we're a republic. We're working with other associations. We're talking about 9 years away. We should be in there full steam, having a go. It won't be easy once we realise that. But there's no reason. I mean, we get, something like 10 million tourists into the country. Anyway, we're well able to handle these things. And I think with a good run in, we'd be well able to handle what's in it. So we should look positive. And it would, as Gary said, it would do wonders for underage football. It would, that's where we seem to be having a lot of difficulties in recent years. And, wouldn't that give a huge lift to a whole rising generation? So I only see positives in putting our shoulder to the wheel and seeing where we can get.
Yeah, Gary, just before I let you go, I suppose on that point, like, what would be the legacy in years to come for youngsters being able to see this tournament here?
I think it'd be massive. In terms of the attention, the focus is on it. And as Bertie said there, you would hope then that the facilities would improve and that there'd be a knock-on effect for all the League of Ireland teams and the infrastructure for these young players to come through, boys and girls. And that would be the ultimate, that there was a legacy at the end of it. But you can't ignore just how exciting the actual tournament in Dublin would be. And I think it's so feasible in terms of how easy it is to get from Ireland to England. I know COVID and Brexit has a massive difference now, but our support was always going over to the big clubs in England and Scotland and to see Celtic. So in terms of that infrastructure, World Cup joint bid on these shores as such, I think makes perfect sense. I'd be very excited about it.
Well, George is on the line as well, who is from Portugal. Portugal, of course, lucky enough to host the Euros, the huge tournament in 2004. George, do you think Ireland should put in a bid to host this, co-host this World Cup?
Hi, how are you? I have like two opinions on this subject. I would love to have a World Cup in our country. That's true. But at the same time, I know what happened in my own country because of an European championship. The problem here is just one. It's what's going to be after this World Cup. For you to have an idea, at the moment, if Portugal and Spain together weren't bidding for the World Cup too, in conjunction, both countries, 2 to 3 of the stadiums that were built from scratch, they will be demolished, because there's one big point here. No team affords to be playing on that stadiums. The stadiums were built across the country. I know to share the, well, let's call the fortune with the, every city in the country, to do not make them only in Lisbon and in Porto, because, you know, they shared the profit of the European Championship all over the country. The problem is that stadiums were built in some cities which, unfortunately, that teams are not on the first division, and they cannot afford to play on that stadiums. Most of them, they are owned by the state, and the state charge a fee to be playing on that stadiums. And nobody wants to pay that massive costs of running a stadium. Because here there's one thing. To run a World Cup, there are minimal standards, and they are very high from FIFA.
Yeah.
To have a stadium for a World Cup.
Yeah, I so there's a big outlay, I suppose. But what might stand to Ireland as opposed to Portugal is just co-hosting it, I guess, and not maybe needing to build a stadium from scratch. But George, it's maybe good advice. Beware anyone who says build a stadium from scratch. You could end up with a white elephant. Stephanie is on the line as well from Drogheda. Stephanie, are you excited at the prospect of a World Cup here?
Yeah, actually, I'm jumping for joy slightly. I know it's only a bid, but I just think it's great news. I think it's such a way to get Ireland on the map. Like, look at all the other countries that have hosted it. And like, I know there's legacy issues and, you know, the stuff even in Qatar with them building new stadiums and all the kind of controversy with that. But like, we do have stadiums here that we could work with, you know, like you mentioned, Croke Park, you know, Corky Quay, you know, if the GAA want to sign on, get on board with that, Aviva, like, you know, we have stadiums here we can work with. You've other stadiums then that they can put money into and build it up to the World Cup standard. But like, I just think it's such a great idea and it's definitely where to go.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why some people are being so negative about it. I've heard a lot of reaction today and people sort of moaning about that we shouldn't bother and things like that. But we need to get on the global stage, and this is such a way to do that.
Okay, well, listen, Bertie is still on the line. Bertie, in terms of what George says, I mean, Portugal are not on their own in terms of having this legacy of hosting a big international sports tournament. It's usually the Olympics people cite where you end up with these stadiums that are empty most of the time. The fact that we'd only be co-hosting it, I guess, and you mentioned Croke Park and the Aviva and maybe either Windsor Park or Kingspan north of the border, we probably wouldn't fall into that trap.
No, I don't think we would. And I think our thing would be fighting for getting good games and good groups. We wouldn't want to be bringing over some country that would only have, you know, half filled stadiums. So I think we're well capable. And if, as happened in the rugby, that Croke Park were on board, and if they were facilitators, I think we'd have plenty of grounds. And you know, remember 100 years ago, or by the way, 90 years ago now, but when Uruguay hosted the World Cup back in 1930, there were a population of 3.4 million people, and they've continued to be a force in international football for the last 90 years. So, you know, I think you have to look outside the fishbowl. I think this is an opportunity. The advantages lie on, you know, us working with the other associations.
Right. Well, look,
and I think it's worth it.
Yeah, as you said, a lot of work to be done. We'll see where it goes. We appreciate your time, Bertie Ahern, Gary Breen, and George and Stephanie as well for getting in touch.